come my lady, you're my butterfly. Sugar, baby, come my lady, come, come my lady, you're my butterfly. Sugar, baby.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Kip Watson, Danny Miles, and our special guest today, Marilee Kern. She is the author of Making Healthy Choices, A Story To, and we're going to be talking about a story, or it is a story, to inspire fit, weight-wise kids. Marilee, you've been on the show before. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And so I understand that you have a new app.
I do. It's so exciting. It was released about 2 weeks ago, and it's based on my award-winning books. And not only does it include the actual books in the app, but there are a number of other resources bundled in as well.
Well, let's go back to the book. For the people that didn't hear the show that you were on last, so you're the author of a book on overweight children. What inspired you to do this project?
You know, there are so many resources out there, and especially when I wrote the book, that speak to parents of children about the issue. There's certainly plenty of advice books and cookbooks and, you know, things like that, but there was really few, if any, resources that spoke directly to children themselves in a tone and voice that would resonate with them, that they could relate to, make somebody feel like somebody really did understand their struggles from their perspective. So that's what motivated the book project. So I did write Making Healthy Choices, A Story to Inspire Fit, Weight-Wise Kids. And that was so well received. It won numerous awards. So that was essentially what inspired the app, because I was able to not only include the book and, you know, just get the book out there more widely, but again, also bundle other value-added resources with it as well.
Okay, and you can find your book on your website at kidsmakinghealthychoices.com or on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble. I just wanted to get that out there because a lot of times people are going in and out of their cars. I want to be sure they get this this information in case they have a child, you know, that's struggling with a weight problem, because it is very difficult, and if you don't nip it in the bud, it's not going to get any better. So please tell us a little bit more about the book.
Sure. The book, it basically depicts the life of an average American kid in various scenarios, very common scenarios, where typically bad choices are being made. Maybe they're eating their breakfast mindlessly in front of a television set, or they're at a restaurant and they're being served, you know, heaping portions of food, or they're in the pantry foraging for a snack, and of course, you know, all the poor choices are being made. So the book sort of starts out with the child, and there's a boy edition and a girl's edition available. Shows them in these various scenarios just making, you know, typically what are the bad choices. The second chapter sort of goes on to depict the result of those choices. You know, they don't feel very comfortable. They can't keep up with their friends when they're playing outside or physical education. Maybe they can't wear the same trendy clothes their friends are wearing.
So, yeah.
You know, again, these are scenes and situations the kids themselves can relate to. In the middle of the book, there's sort of this epiphany. There's a visit to the family doctor who explains, you know, health concerns related to obesity. And that sort of motivates the child to take control, and in fact, the family at large, because it really is a family dynamic that has to change. And the last half of the book shows really the same scenes that are depicted in the first half, but the better choices being made. It shows how easy it is, you know, say do this, not that situation. If you're at the mall, there's the stairs or the elevator, you know, take the stairs. And then the final chapter is where the ramifications of those good choices, of course, the child gets control of their weight and they're living just a more happy, fulfilled, physically comfortable life. And in the very end of the book, it really is a book about control and motivation and empowerment, that really, if you can tackle that issue, you can tackle any challenge in life.
Well, I have to say kudos to you, because I think it's absolute genius, and what a brilliant idea. And because kids are so tech savvy now, and so it's kind of like a very natural fit. You know, I'm sure it feels very natural to them to go to an app, you know, for information and guidance. So tell us a little bit more about the app.
And the app, it's what I really like about it is it's for children and parents or caregivers or educators or physicians. So there's components for both. Of course, the book itself is bundled into the app. There's a very sophisticated e-reader in it. And it's actually both books. You get both the boy and the girl's edition, the full books, including the illustrations and everything. In addition to that, there's five other sections. There's a discussion questions section that has question prompts regarding the story to help facilitate conversation about the issue, because there's a lot of parents that don't know how to approach their child. They're afraid to. They don't want to upset the child. So this is discussion about the story. What did Matt do well? What better choice could he have made in this situation? And that kind of thing. So it really facilitates and gets the conversation going.
Well, and a lot of parents just don't know. They really don't know. It's at the end of the day, it's all about education.
It's true, and I actually get asked that question so often, you know, how exactly do I approach my child, you know, who already might be sensitive to the subject? They're obviously struggling. You know, they don't want to make the child feel bad. So this is a great way. It allows the child to keep their defenses down and more objectively speak about what's going on in the story versus their own life. And then at the appropriate moment, the parent or the caregiver can kind of draw the parallels and move the conversation to what can we be doing better in our own lives. And that's actually the point of it.
I love it. I really do. So is this book just for overweight or obese kids, or is it kind of like, you know, for all kids?
It's definitely for all kids. The story, you know, of course, those who are struggling with weight issues will personally identify with the various scenes and the various problems. But it really gives all kids insight into how difficult it is for somebody, you know, who is overweight. There's a lot of bullying that goes on in that realm. And it really, I think, fosters empathy for these children.
Aww.
And in doing so, I also hope the book will lessen the incidence of bullying. But no, these are health themes and health lessons that should be applied to everybody's life.
And I have to ask you, do you advocate or provide diets or exercise regimes for these kids?
Definitely not. The book does not specify any kind of diet program or fitness regimen. And, you know, I think it's important to have a healthy program in place on both of those fronts. But that's not what this book is about.
Yeah.
This is genuinely a fictional story about the life of the child in it. And it shows examples of choices that are being made. Maybe rather than reaching for the chips in the pantry, they're reaching for pretzels or, you know, a low-fat yogurt or something like that. So it gives you really simple examples, but by no means is it a diet program. In the app as well, though, there's a recipe section that has breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and desserts. So that's also for more on the parent resource side. There's also a section for parents, new statistics and trends, so they can, with direct links, so they can, you know, keep up with the latest findings and programs. And there's also a interactive tools and resources section that points the parent directly to interactive BMI calculators, online quizzes, other helpful apps, and that kind of thing. So there's resources for both. And much of that information can be exported from the app and be printed out offline.
Well, I think it's brilliant. Again, I think the gentle soft sell and let kids have the discovery on their own is always the best way.
It's true. And, you know, and that's the point of the book, is this motivation needs to come from within. It's all really about that word choice. And the child needs to be empowered. They need to know they're really more in control than they think they are. Of course, we as parents and caregivers need to equip and enable children. So, you know, we need to stock the house appropriately, mm-hmm. so that when it is snack time, you know, there's the right choices that they can make. You know, if in a vacuum, of course, they're going to make the wrong choice. Or, you know, if you're going out for a family dinner, you know, you want to choose wisely where there could be healthy options. And I also want to point out, you know, this isn't about deprivation. You know, children, of course, need treats, and they should be treated, but it should really be the exception to a normal, you know, diet and nutritionally based diet than not.
Well, and I think it's instilling discipline in them, and discipline is always good. We all need discipline.
That's exactly right.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners before we go to break here? We got about 2 minutes, Marilee.
Well, I really just want to underscore that this really is a family effort. There's so many things parents can do. And, you know, a lot of times parents themselves are struggling with an issue, and it makes it that much more difficult.
It's a trickle down.
Exactly, to approach a child. And there's also interesting research that has shown a lot of parents are actually kind of blind to the issue. They're in denial that their child even has a problem. Maybe in the context of their family, the child's weight doesn't seem excessive. So you really need to use these BMI calculators that are specific for children, because they're, you know, they can be different for adults, and really get a handle on where your child is. You know, of course, visit the family physician, and generally just spread the word, you know, if you know somebody who might be having the issue, that there are resources available.
Well, kudos kudos to you again. I think this is just such a wonderful thing that you've done, and it's so necessary right now. I want to put your information out there again. You can find her book on the website at www.kidsmakinghealthychoices.com. You can find it on our Facebook page or Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. You can find the information on our Facebook page. Again, it's kidsmakinghealthychoices.com. Mary Lee Kern, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, anytime.
You have a great day. Thank you. You're listening to One Life Radio. We'll be back right after the break.